Fred Film Radio from Bolzano Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Bolzano Film Festival, Bolzano. I'm glad to be joined by Aurora Gosset, a director of Dancing Queen, screening here in the Lily Little Lies section. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, for those who still don't know about your film, even if it has traveled through so many festivals, from Berlinale to Gifone, as we were saying, and then here to Bolzano, how would you describe Dancing Queen?
Oh, yeah, Dancing Queen is a feel-good film about dancing and about being true to yourself and following your dreams. And I think it's a film for everyone, for all ages. I met an old man in a festival. He was 8 years old and he really loved it. And I met small kids. And I think that's something I'm very, very happy for.
I'll link to that in a second because I have two questions about that. But what's the genesis of Dancing Queen? Did you come to tell this story?
No, it's actually the scriptwriter's idea. This film. But for me, I remember a lot from my own childhood. So I'm very inspired from when I grew up myself and like everything, like you meet everything for the first time, love for the first time, losing someone for the first time. And getting super embarrassed for the first time. It's so many huge emotions, like a roller coaster when you're young. So I think that's very inspiring itself.
Kind of. Plus, everything feels like black or white, very dramatic in a way, no?
Extreme.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was thinking while you were talking, and I was at talk about, you know, your film and not only, you know, and I was thinking exactly what you said, that it is a film for everyone because, first of all, I think that we never stop coming of age. I mean, that's something that we evolve. So we constantly, I think, find ourselves in situations where we are asked to grow up in a way. And second of all, because it's very difficult to forget that moment in our life where everything was extreme.
Yes.
So I don't know if you agree if that was...
I completely agree with you. And I think it's so... it's something my dad also says. He's 70 years old now. And he's saying, oh, I don't... No, yeah, he has a cup where it says, don't grow up, it's a trap. Like, stay young at heart and be curious and learn and... I think that's so inspiring because sometimes you can get a bit like trapped. Also, like you learned everything there is to know, and but to be open and, as you say, we learn through our whole lives.
It's a question that I always ask to directors that tell a coming of age story. Do you think that the best way to tell this story is to stay connected to that moment in your life? I mean, that moment in Aurora's life. Do you think that it's important to remember that when you direct a story like that? Sorry.
Sorry. Yes, I think that's very important. And I think it's very important also when I talk to the actors to share from my life so that they can share from their lives and so that we can, because it's all about those emotions. So if I'm opening up, they will open up more. So I think that's very important. Yeah.
In Italy, at least, they say that the most difficult thing one of the most difficult things in cinema is to work with kids. So I wanted to know if that, from your point of view, was true. And what was the most difficult thing you had to do in this film?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's super inspiring to work with kids, and also because you something that you didn't expect can happen when it's kids, because they're not professionals, and they will maybe just be in the moment, and then something that you yeah, it's it can be very spontaneous. And when they don't see themselves from the outside, judging themselves and things like that, I really love that. Or when they are in the middle of that, like starting to judge themselves, and then they are a kid again, and then a youth, and yeah. So did I answer your question then? Yeah. And the most difficult, I think what we talked a little bit in the end here on the talk was about the eating disorders and this main actress who is meeting that as a character, but also as a person, private person. That was, I think, actually, that was the most challenging thing for me, because the last thing I wanted was that she was going to think about that after and look at herself differently. But except from that, I think also... I'm not sure if I'm gonna say what happens in the film, but there is there are some emotions that are quite difficult, and that was also, I was very like curious, will we get there? And I was not afraid, but I was like, oh, how will we get there?
I was wondering, since as I said in the beginning, you traveled a lot with this film, so I was wondering, did you find, I was the reaction of the audience and the kids today, was there something that you were asked that you were expecting, or some reactions that you were expecting, that you weren't expecting? What was the experience this morning?
It was so many good questions, I think, from the kids. I think they were very engaged. It was a girl who was saying she was he was dancing, but she didn't do it for the boys. She did it for herself. And that's really cool, I think. She had the big question, can you talk more about the whole process, and it's a very good question, and I can talk about that for hours, but it was a few of those very big important questions that you should have like more time to answer. But I felt it was very inspiring. They seemed very prepared, and they were into it, I think. Yeah,
as I told you before starting the interview, that's something that I noticed, especially with kids, that they tend to notice things that maybe a director didn't even know that they were doing, you know, they were maybe paying attention to other things. So I was wondering, was along these festivals where we presented the film and with all these Q&As, were there things that hit you, that kids told you about your film that you didn't even think you had done? But
actually, now I was thinking about a boy, I think he was 12 years old, in Gifoni last summer. And he was standing up in the audience, and he said he could really see himself in Mina, and he was wondering if I could give him some advice for the future. Oh, and I got like hit. It was so moving and so touching, and I thought he was so brave asking that question in front of everyone else, and I felt very like, oh, what to say now? I got very moved.
That's power of cinema, no? That's where we understand that you chose the right path.
Yes, I will always remember that question. It meant a lot.
So what are you going to direct next? Do you have already ideas? Or
actually, now in a month, we are shooting the next Dancing Queen sequel. Yes, so that's the next project. Yeah.
So we're definitely going to meet again.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Thank you, Aurora Gosset, for presenting and talking about Dancing Queen here at the Little Lights section at the Bolzano Film Festival, 37th edition. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.